I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1920. 3,000 members of the Filipino Labor Union went on strike against the Hawaiian Sugar Planters Association on the island of Oahu. Plantation bosses intentionally recruited Filipino workers in an effort to weaken the Japanese labor force on the island. The bosses pitted one group as strike breakers against the other. The Filipino workers were paid 30 cents less each day than the Japanese workers, in a blatant effort by the plantation owners to sow inter-ethnic disharmony among the employees. The workers also had to purchase goods at extremely high prices from the company stores. Filipino-born Pablo Manalepit, trained as an attorney, became a vocal organizer with the workers. He helped lead the strike, which called for an 8-hour workday and a pay increase. The Japanese Federation of Labor quickly joined the strike, increasing the strikers' numbers to more than 8,000. Portuguese, Chinese, Puerto Rican, Spanish, Mexican, and Korean workers all took part in the fight for better wages, hours, and conditions. The plantation bosses' strategy of intentionally creating ethnic tension had failed, and 75% of the sugar workforce on the island of Oahu participated in the strike. The action cost plantation bosses $12 million in lost production. In response, the heavy-handed bosses evicted more than 12,000 workers from their homes. The now homeless strikers stayed with friends, in hotels, or in makeshift accommodations. Some took shelter at Buddhist and Shinto churches. Christian churches on the island opposed the strike, however, and turned away the homeless workers. The strike lasted nearly half a year. And despite the evictions, the overwhelming financial challenges, and a Spanish flu epidemic, the unified workers stood strong and won a 50% increase and better benefits. Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in Two.